And this is My Turn to Talk. And to anyone listening on any other platform, welcome and thank you. Hello. Welcome, Power Girl. There we go. Welcome, Power Girl and Shy Lady. Welcome, welcome. So today, oh, guys, it was a week last week. It was a week. Today, I want to talk about Carolyn Bryant. And I'm going to start off the show. And this is a trigger. This is a trigger warning. Some people may not like what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say what I have to say. So, Brina, welcome. So, you know, growing up in Chicago, one of the stories that was constantly talked about, at least in the circles that I grew up in, was Emmett Till. And had he lived on July the 25th, he would have been, July 25th this year, he would have been 82. He was born in 1951. He was murdered in August, on August 28th of 1955. And, you know, growing up for Black children, we get to talk. And there's been a lot said from, you know, people on the right about the talk. And they make fun of the talk. But it's something that's extremely serious in Black families. It's not about look both ways before you cross the street. You know, it's not say please and thank you. It's how to survive. is how to survive in a world that don't want us, that don't want people with brown or black skin, but especially black skin. Yeah, this is going to be one of those shows. Anybody that's listening or shaking their head, yes, it's going to be one of those shows. You know, so Emmett Till's mother, Mamie Till, gave her son the talk before he went down south to visit his relatives for the summer. And that place that he went, where he traveled, was Mississippi. And, you know, Juju, Podbean kicks me out too. So, and I always, that's why I always have to restart shows, but I always know when it's going to happen because it starts to act a certain way. You know, but, yes, Park Girl, you are. So imagine sending your child someplace for the summer, be it camp, be it, even if you're not sending them away for the summer, they're just spending the night over a friend's house and they don't return. Your child does not return home. Not only is that in itself something that's a parent who love their children can't comprehend, but the fact that they didn't return because they were murdered. Now, Emmett Till was warned that being in the South is not the same as being in the North. I've been down South. Hey, crazy lady, you weren't banned by me. But welcome. You know, I've been down South many times. I don't like it. Never have. Never will. But Emmett Till was told, he was warned, and supposedly he whistled at a white woman. Thomas Bishop. Welcome, welcome. So supposedly he whistled at a white woman. And I say supposedly, and the thing that gets me the most about this is she was white. So what? She was white. Why are white women put on this pedestal? She was white. If he whistled at a black woman, it wouldn't have been a big deal, but he supposedly whistled at a white woman who years later said that she lied. So back then, we had the Miss Ann's, then we had the Becky's, and now we have the Karen's. Carolyn Bishop, in my opinion, was a Miss Ann. Her lie led to the torture, the beating, and the death of a 14-year-old boy, who, as I said, would have been 82 years old, July of this year. Carolyn Bryant died this past Thursday at the age of 88. And someone on TikTok, I mean, social media went crazy. I, for one, am glad that the woman's gone. But before I get into Carolyn Bishop, I need to tell more about Emmett Till. When his body was found 3 days later, he had a cotton gin fan wrapped around his neck. His eye sockets were pretty much poked out. The majority of his teeth were missing. And he was beaten to a pulp. All because of a white woman? Seriously? Now, the arrest warrant went out for Carolyn Bryant's husband and her brother-in-law. But there was also an arrest warrant at that time in 1955 for Carolyn Bryant. The sheriff did not want to serve it because this is what he said. Her husband is already in jail. This was, again, before the trial. And Miss Bryant is a mother, a young mother with two young children at home that have to be taken care of. Well, screw me. How many other people who were hanging from trees had children at home that need to be taken care of? I'm just asking the question. So this woman lies about Emmett Till. Her husband and brother-in-law go on trial. They're acquitted, which everyone pretty much knew that they would be. And Miss Bryant goes on to live until the ripe old age of 88. Now, she died of cancer. I say she should have died of cancer in jail. And the governor of DeSantis, when he talks about Emmett Till, this is what he has changed the Florida school books to read. Emmett Till was a black boy. He drowned. Seriously? True. He was thrown in to the Tallahatchie River. But seriously? Guys, you know, Carolyn Bryant's death has me so pissed off because she got off scot-free. Now, a friend of mine, when she saw my topic today, she sent me a text and she said, let me get her exact words. She lives out in Alabama. She was my next door neighbor growing up. She says, there's definitely justice on the other side. And she's talking about justice from God. Yeah, I truly believe that. But Carolyn Bryant's justice should have been handled right here on earth. And see, that's the problem with all these Karens and everything that are out there. That your lies, your stupidity, your racist and bigotry, your entitlement is a dog whistle for us, is a dog whistle for us for death. Y'all may not think so, but it is. Juju says, I've been down south in the summertime. I needed to use the ladies' room. And when I got to the door, it said blacks only and whites only. And unfortunately, there are still places like that today. And Brennan says, agreed, it's not fair that she got to see sunset, sunrise, flowers, all the things that we get. You're right. It isn't fair. It isn't fair and it isn't right. But for someone to say She had a family? Why are you all talking about this woman so bad? Don't forget, she has a family. She has children. Those little children that she had to take care of in 1955, who are now grown and have grandkids. Guess what? Emmett Till did not get a chance to grow up. He did not get a chance to have grandchildren. He didn't get a chance to, you know, live to see the sunsets and the sunrises. Because his was cut off with a fan around his neck. Eyes carved out, beaten to a pulp, because he supposedly whistled at a white woman.
And, oh, wait a minute, really didn't do it. So basically...
Wait, hold on, crazy. Hold on. And then Thomas says, she's literally the reason many lessons that I learned as a child. I'm gonna let you guys talk. The fact still stands is this man, this boy, was murdered. He was murdered over stupidity. Grit, welcome. Okay, crazy lady, welcome.
Hello.
Okay, go ahead.
I you know, it's beyond stupidity. It's beyond, you know, it just, I have to mute.
Okay. Thomas the villain, welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Carolyn Bryant is the reason so many black children learn so many different lessons as kids. I mean, that you can't argue. You cannot underestimate the significance of this woman. You can't. She is, and I don't mean in a good way. Please understand, this is not in a good way. This is in the worst way humanly possible. Carolyn Bryant is a touchstone for blackness. A touchstone. There are so many stories. So many stories started with that woman. So many. Interracial dating, not talking to strangers, the idea that when white people are doing something, you just keep your head down and keep it moving and walk away. It all stems from her. It all stems from her.
But Thomas, and you also have to remember, though, but black people were told to keep their head down before that. They were told to keep their head down by white people, like, don't look white folks in the eye. That was against the law. That was one of the black codes.
Yes, it damn sure was. It's the fact that somebody wants that to be hidden. Not realizing how many generations of black people heard this woman's story and how that woman impacted so many black folks without even knowing them. Like, I hope she knows how bad we hated her. I really hope she understands how bad we hate her. Like, I don't even think hatred is a strong enough word. I think despised that woman. You know what I mean?
I do believe she does, or she did know, because she moved many, many times in her life. She went into hiding, you know, and you know, it wasn't until she was like close to 80 that she finally admitted that she lied. And everyone knew that she did, because Emmett Till's cousin who was with him that day, his little cousin who was with him that day, you know, even said that, you know, Emmett didn't do that. But again, even if he did, whistling?
That's a death sentence.
I mean, seriously?
That
you
is
know,
a deficit.
But see, this is where people, you know, where what a lot of people, I used to say that they don't understand. Thomas, I'm going to put you on mute for a little bit because you have some background noise there. Okay. So you have, you know, I used to say that people don't understand, but they understand. They get it. You just don't want to acknowledge it. The fact that, you know, you have a young man driving around in a neighborhood, and some people, white people, come out and tell him, "You don't belong here. What are you doing here?" And they get in front of his car, and these two men throw bricks at his car, break his window. They could have hurt someone that was in the back seat, but they probably didn't care. They're all up in front of the camera, you know, saying the N-word this, the N-word that. They end up getting arrested, and they're awaiting trial. But this is still happening in 2023. The fact that we are even talking about this in 2023, there is a problem. The fact that you have an entire state, and I'm talking about Florida, that totally just wants to erase the existence of Black people. Those same Black people who make Florida landowners rich. Now, I live in California now, and people talk about California. I don't care. I don't care because wherever state I go to, there's always somebody who's not going to like somebody that looks like me. But Carolyn Bryant, what she did was so evil because the result of what she did was so evil and so heinous. That for some people, it would never even happen to them just because somebody supposedly whistled. And you wonder why we give our children the talk. Because one thing that I say to my son, I tell him, don't mess with white girls. I say that to him all the time. Don't. And people may say, well, damn, Salad, that's messed up. It's not. It's for his survival. When my son was in third grade, he used to be friends with this other little girl, other little white girl. And they used to have their little play dates and everything. And one day I'm over her house talking to her mom, and the little girl, and she has these two other little girlfriends with her, you know, said, "Let's go up to my room and play." And I said, Now my son was in third grade. So he was what, 7, 8, somewhere around there. I said, And my son said to my liking, because he was listening to me, Rifle, welcome, Woody Bush, welcome, and Shep, welcome. He said, "No, I can't do that." He says, "I have to play down here." And my girlfriend was like, "What's the big deal? They're just going to go up in her room." I said, I said, "No. I said, if they want to go, they can go, but my son cannot go." So he ended up staying, you know, they stayed downstairs and they were outside playing whatever. And when they were out of earshot, the little girl's mother asked me, she said, "Why did you tell him that?" And I looked her dead in the eye and I said, "Because I don't want to hear, he touched me. He raped me. He did this to me." I said, "Girl, my son will be doing 25 to life in Pelican Bay." And her face got red, but she understood. She knew right then at that point what I meant. and Emmett Till can die over a supposed whistle? He can get tortured to death? And one of the best things that Mamie Till did, one of the best things that she did for her son to help get him justice at that particular time, is when she told that photographer to come in and take pictures of her baby. I want the world to see what they did to my baby. That was one of the best moves that she could have done. I don't know if I could have been that strong if that happened to my son. But the fact that she said, take a picture of my child, take pictures, take it from this side, from that side, from that side, get every view, get close-ups. And the pictures of that young boy in that casket. Would you want your child to look like that? Crazy? Did you want to say something?
They beat him. No human being should ever, you know what I mean? And you're right. I'd have been the same way. Take a picture of what they did to my baby, because he was someone's baby, you know? Another human being, it's just also so stupid.
Crazily, I agree with you 100%. And Juju says, 4 days ago, Carolyn Bryan Donham died in hospice care Tuesday night in Westlake, Louisiana, according to a death report filed Thursday in the Kalamazoo Parish Coroner's Office. Her death marks the last chance for anyone to be held accountable for the kidnapping and murder that shocked the world. So,
it probably wasn't an intended hospice that was involved.
You know, hello. So, Thomas?
I apologize. I'm trying to do some housework at the same time I'm talking to you guys.
That's so okay. I'm happy. I'm happy you're here.
Yeah, I don't get it. I genuinely don't get it. We live in this... America is quick to tell us how great American society is. But the fact that this woman was able to die quietly in hospice after being responsible for a young man being brutalized, and it would be, and I'm trying to find a way to say this, it would be different if her husband and her brother-in-law did not go into a magazine like a year later or 2 years later and brag about it. You know, if they had shut up and said nothing, I probably would have been like, this is brutal and it's bad. But at least these people know that. No, they bragged about it. Bragged about exactly what they did. I will never forget reading from that magazine about what the brother-in-law said. You know, here, black boy, we're going to teach you how we handle things down here. And they just brutalized them. Brutalized him and then bragged about it. Got paid $4,000 a piece for their quote unquote interview.
But you know, the people who murdered Medgar Evers in his driveway in front of his children, they bragged about that for years.
They damn sure did. They damn sure did. They did. And would have gotten away with it had it not been for Myra Lee.
Once again, the wife, the mother, or somebody, they always have to step up. They always step up in order to get justice.
Which I say again, anybody that has a problem with black women obviously do not understand a black woman's power. They don't. And that's the only reason I can see them disliking them. That idiot that says black women are black men's worst enemy. Tell that to Megar Evers and tell that to Emmett Till. Tell them that, because we wouldn't even have heard these stories had it not been for those two black women. But it just, and the fact that DeSantis scrubbed the history books to say that he drowned, nobody pushed him, Ron? Is that what you're saying? Nobody pushed? They didn't push him at all.
What makes it so ridiculous for what's going down in Florida with Emmett Till and with Rosa Parks? I mean, he also made it where with Rosa Parks, it says Rosa Parks was a black woman. She did not. She refused to give up her seat on the bus, and that's it. Okay, so what's the context of that? So you have these two black people who drowned, one refused to give up their seat, and there has to be something more for these people to be in the history books. There has to be more, you know. So you know, you look at the, you know, and Thomas is right. You know, you look at the civil rights movement. The person who was behind the civil rights movement, even though you had, Martin Luther King was there, but it was Coretta was the guiding force behind the civil rights. And QXXJF. Okay, now I see who you are. Okay, Driz. Okay. So, Shy Lady, welcome, and thank you for being patient.
Hi, everyone. You know, I want to comment, and mine's kind of a different take on it. You know, we're talking about this this awful tragedy and this woman who went on to live her life without any consequences of her actions. But there were so many Emmett Tills, you just never heard about them. There were so many of them throughout the years, you know, throughout hundreds of years, there were so many of them. And the thing that I want to talk about is the fact that Dante Wright, who was in Wisconsin, we know what happened with him. He was a young guy. I think he was maybe 19, maybe 20. And the cop that killed him was a white police officer, a woman who served she served 16 months. And I'm bringing this up because I don't see much difference in the comments or the actions of a certain group of people, because I read the article about just recently, last week, she was freed. And when I read some of the comments from this article by people who I believe look like her, it was unbelievable. They have the nerve to say he was a thug anyway. He got what he deserved. No, the things that they were saying, why did he deserve to die for a traffic stop? I don't recall reading that.
Shy lady, don't you know that we're all thugs, and we all deserve death.
But see, my point is that same thinking, that disregard of a young boy's life back in 1955, 56, is like kind of the same thinking today. He's just black. He didn't deserve to live, regardless of what he did or didn't do. He's just a waste of air, of our air and our space, because he doesn't deserve to live because he's black. And that's the same kind of disregard that when I read about Dante Wright's life, I thought about Emmett Till and the disregard of a certain group of people who felt like, oh, well, he was going to grow up to go to jail anyway. So what difference does it make? That's how a lot of the people comments were in regards to Dante Wright. And I'm like thinking, like, this is 2023, and people still have those awful, awful thoughts just because a person that doesn't have the same skin color as yours, or they're not culturally the same as you. You have to hold this much hatred to a group of people. He didn't pull a weapon on her. He didn't strike her, but he deserved death. He would have been he was a thug. He was going to go to jail anyway. His life didn't matter. The gall it just astounds me. That's what I wanted to say about that.
Okay. Driz, welcome.
Thank you.
We have outspoken and unapologetic from TikTok. Yes. Welcome.
I
I just downloaded this. That's why I'm trying to figure out how everything works. Yes, I'm the Dread Empath 69 from TikTok. And Emmett Till, that case hits different because of the dates. Emmett Till was born July 25th, which is my mother's birthday. He died August 28th, which is the same day my grandmother died. And Carolyn Bryant died on April 27th, which is my grandmother's birthday. So I said, oh, this is too good. It must be fattening. The things that people said online, you really understand why it happened to Emmett Till. One of the stories we don't hear about is George Steine Jr.,
mm-hmm.
who met his demise. A lynching is a lynching to me. He was wrongly convicted and executed for killing two YT girls that he never put a finger on.
And he was what?
He was 14.
He was also young. And I do believe that this past year, wasn't he recently
exonerated?
But it took what, 70 years or so?
Yeah.
I mean, guys, this is GP. Well, welcome. This is just so crazy to me. It's beyond crazy. And for people who don't live this life, it's exhausting. Literally. You're always watching your back because of something. You know, and people who say that racism doesn't happen anymore. You know, someone told me when Barack Obama was elected president, there's no racism anymore. We have a black president. And I looked at him like, seriously? And I'm like, but all the things that were said about him and his family, and there's no racism?
Because they feel as though they kind of did us a favor. Have to read between the lines.
Oh yes. Oh please, please, please. Reading between the lines and the dog whistles, that's what we do every single day. Yeah. Every single day. I mean, just for this podcast, Dredz, just for this podcast, I have received death threats, and people on this platform have talked about me like a dirty dog. I've been called every black this, black that, black this, all from people on this platform.
I can believe it.
But I'm still here. I'm not going away. If you don't like it, turn me off.
Fear drives dictatorship. Fear drove Jim Crow laws, everything. Because all you gotta do is make people afraid of you. You make an example out of one of two people, and that's exactly what happened. They made an example out of George Steine Jr., out of Emmett Till.
But you know what? But did they really make an example? I mean, even though they died and they paid with their lives, the fact that Emmett Till, like I said, I don't know if you were on before I said this, but the fact that his mother said, "We're going to show the world what happened." All she did was galvanize a whole group of people to fight back and say, screw you. And they're still doing that. But the young people today are the ones that are the ones that y'all really need to be afraid of, because they're not like the people when I was growing up. They weren't that turn the other cheek, that Martin Luther King, the Michelle Obama, when they go low, we go high. You know, they're like, when they go low, we're going to go even lower.
I tell people, when you go low, I'm going to hell.
You know.
You have to. I mean, it's everybody wants to, and I get it. Everybody wants to sing Kumbaya and hold hands and everything else. But they're not following. They're not on TikTok on the other side like me, like you, like Thomas. I can imagine how many death threats Thomas gets. I can just about imagine just how many he gets. Because Goddess Mia, she gets death threats. I mean, it's so many of us that get them. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be surprised the things they say behind the safety of a computer or a phone.
Please, please. I've had people say things to my face and then look at me. And when I call them out, oh, I was just playing. Girl, it was a joke. Really? Oh, it's a joke when you get called out. All of a sudden, it's a joke. Was it a joke for Emmett Till when he had a cotton gin fan wrapped around his neck? Was he laughing? I don't think so. Guys, for Carolyn Bryant, and this is where it's just dangerous. And I know a lot of people don't care. They just don't care. Do you care that a man is walking in Central Park and a woman is on her phone talking about, there's this black man who's coming towards me, you know, I'm afraid for my life. Meanwhile, on the video, thank goodness we have video now, because before, oh, y'all lying. That didn't happen. Y'all lying. She's coming towards him. You look back at Rodney King. I don't care what he got in trouble before. Did he deserve to be beaten like that after he was down? And if it weren't for the person filming it, we never would have heard about Rodney King and what happened to him. Well, see, because up until the whole filming thing came out, y'all lying. That, oh, come on. There has to be more to the story. Oh, no, that didn't happen. And that's why I tell everybody.
Keep your phone.
Keep your phone. Put cameras in your car, front and back. As soon as that police light goes on behind you, you hit record, but before you hit record, you call somebody and let them know where you are, what street corner you're on, and make sure they tell 10 more people.
Oh, I go live. I go live on Facebook every time. I let everybody know this is where I am. I don't know why they're pulling me over. And I'm telling you, you would be surprised how their tone changes when they peek in that car and they see I'm live streaming. Yeah, see, I don't like Facebook all that much, but I have enough people up there. And I always put in the caption, biggest day, pulled over again, y'all. And I immediately get people like, hey, sit still, don't do this. And that's what's sad is that the more things change, the more they stay the same. The only difference is now we can record y'all and make sure, you know, you can't lie about this. But even when recording, you have to speak right. You have to keep your hands where they can see them. You can't do this. We have a whole list of things of what not to do when we encounter the police or encounter another white person. Because, and see, here's the problem. Emmett Till, George Steine, and the 7,700 black men and women who met their demise to lynching from 1888 to 1965, we were taught this is how you conduct yourself with the police and white people. Emmett Till is the reason why, you know, a black boy would get slapped across his face for even looking at a white woman by his mother or whomever. But that's because black men and little boys have been, you know, the narrative has been pushed that they're hypersexual when it comes to white women, aggressive, so on and so forth. And it always behooves me how black boys and black men are seen as aggressive and hypersexual, but we got white boys walking into schools just shooting up people. We got white boys who are, if you compare white boys to black boys with sexual assault and attempted sexual assault, it's not our boys doing that on a high scale. It's those white boys. But nobody looks at that. Just look at Brock Turner. He, They didn't send him to prison because, one, he had 3 months served time. They didn't want to ruin his future. He dragged a woman behind a dumpster and raped her. We all know that. He doesn't have to register as a sex offender. Nothing. Nothing at all. I'm pretty sure Trayvon and Tamir wish they had even made it into custody. But okay.
Shy lady? Shy lady there?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Totally agree. It's never, you know, they, back in the Jim Crow, they were saying separate but equal. It may have been separate at times, but it's never been equal. Even today, it's never equal. Never equal. Sadly. No words.
Okay. Dreads, they said that your audio was low. I'm on my soundboard, so I was able to turn it up some, but if you can speak a little louder or...
I just turned my phone up. How am I sounding, guys?
I can hear you. You guys, is she coming through? Oh, okay. Grit? Shirley, can you hear Dretz? Okay. Well, I want to read what GB said. GB says, even in today's America, women falsely accuse men all the time and face no punishment after when the men are found innocent. The law has double standards based on gender. GP, you are right to a point, because the law does have double standards based on gender. But you also have women who, you know, if they are raped, the first thing that is said was, well, what were you wearing? What did you have on? What time was it? I don't care if it's 12 midnight, you're out there booty butt naked. Nobody has the right to rape you. So there are double standards. But a lot of those double standards, not just based on gender, but based on race. Okay, Brina says it's low, but I can hear. Rifle says very low. Okay, let me see if I can boost your audio a bit through my... Hold on one second here. Okay, Dreads, could you say something? Okay, can you say something else? Sorry about that.
How am I sounding now? I'm about to connect to my Bluetooth. I'm just getting up and moving around. So if you guys give me a few minutes, the audio should get better soon.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, guys, again, Carolyn Bryant was just, her death was just another trigger for me upon many triggers that were going on for me last week, because, even though she passed away of cancer, cancer was too good for her. You know, and they did not want to, you know, they still could have gone after her. They could have actively still could have gone after her. They didn't want to because of her age. So I remember that the next time, you know, an old Black man gets accused, or old Black woman or Latino woman or man gets accused of something and they're 80 years old. But look at their age. Look at their age. Guys, again, this is 2023. Shy lady? You want to say something? Okay. This is 2023. And we're still at this point. And the people who say, y'all need to stop talking about it, you need to let it go, But when things consistently keep happening over and over and over, how do you let it go? How do you let go of something that's not even acknowledged? How do you let go of something when you have, you know, a whole state trying to erase your very existence? And it's being copycat by other states. I mean, if you really looked at the history of Florida, it's evil. It is truly, truly evil. You know, the fact that Lord, the things I want to say will get me banned. The, you know, there's just so many things that just need to be said about Emmett Till. And then you have his mother, who the last time she saw him was putting him on a Greyhound bus to go south to Mississippi from Chicago, giving hugs and kisses. See you at the end of the summer. But instead, when he was returned to her, it wasn't on a Greyhound bus. It was in a casket. And he did not look the same way that he did when he left home. And I'm not talking about, you know, killing someone because they raped you. They killed a member of your family and you wanted revenge. I'm talking about killing someone because they supposedly whistle at your wife. Who the hell cares? So what? The things that Black people are told to get over. I can name a lot of things that white folks need to get over. This country is divided. And we knew, and we all know, or some of us know exactly when the division was pronounced. We know exactly when that happened. People can be in denial all they want to. Last week I was talking about Tucker Carlson, Ellie, welcome. I was talking about Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon. You know, but the fact that you have millions of people that listen to drivel, that are dog whistles and lies, and they buy into it. But the people that it hurts, the people who are harmed, are always the same. Carolyn Bryant was a Karen. Her actions are the reason a 14-year-old boy, and her actions alone. Now you can say, well, Emmett was warned. His mother told him to do this, do that. Yeah. But seriously? And apparently he didn't do it because she admitted that she lied. It just makes me sick to my stomach. Not just with Emmett Till, but just with so many other things that are going on in this country that happen to people out of innocence. People wrongfully accused. And you are right, GP, when you said that women accuse men. You're right. Women accuse men and they get lynched from trees. People have picnics. They have postcards made. They cut off body parts for souvenirs. You're absolutely right. People who lied. When was the last time you saw a white man get lynched over a lie that a woman told? Tell me. Because I'll be happy to do a show on it. Dreads, you want to say something? Okay, you are still low.
I'm in my Bluetooth. My apologies. People are willfully dense, or they really don't care, or care to know. Because if you want to look at how a whole city was burned down over a lie, we can go back to January 1st, 1923 in Rosewood, Florida, where a white woman was cheating on her husband and her lover knocked her into the middle of next week. She couldn't explain the bruises to her husband, so she said a black man did it. And lo and behold, wouldn't you know, a black man had just escaped off of a chain gang. And that gave them the green light to loot, burn, lynch, rape women from January 1st. Within Rosewood, the black people, they had a Masonic temple. They had a school. They had a cedar mill where they cut wood. They were prosperous black people. So for one lie, people lost lives. The people, a lot of those people who did survive, the children, they didn't speak about it. They were so afraid that somebody was going to come back to get them. That's what we're dealing with here. That's what we're talking about. See, you lie today, luckily, and I use that word loosely. Luckily, nobody'll snatch you from your house and hang you from a tree. But you could be in jail for 20 to 35 years, like the black man that's behind bars, because a white woman says she dreamt that he raped her. Never didn't see him, he wasn't near her. But she dreamt about it. So, case closed, he went to prison over a lie.
Now, I'm looking at what Rifle said. He says, there have been a lot of injustices throughout history. We need to focus. I am focusing. That's the problem right there. The fact that people don't focus on what's wrong with where we are in the present. I am focusing.
Can I add something?
And wait, hold on. And then Rifle says, on the present, we are not going to change something that happened 70 years ago. But the thing, this is what, again, I don't know if it's willful or just refusal. We're not going to change something that happened 70 years ago. No, we're not. But like they say, if you don't understand where you come from, you won't understand where we are. And we are right now where we are right now because of the past. So when people say, you know, we need to focus, I am focusing. I am focusing because I know what I live through on the daily. I know what other black people go through on the daily. So I am focusing. Shiley, go on.
I want to add that, you know, people make comments like, let's just focus on the present. Well, unfortunately, you have to have conversations like this because regardless of the present, people still have very, very narrow minds about what's going on. Case in point, another article I read, 5 Black kids died in a car crash, a single car crash. I think they crashed into a tree. From the ages of 9 to 16 or 17. I believe the driver was the oldest. And the comments from the people who appear to be white were absolutely no sympathy, because the writer of the article deliberately put in the title, kids may have been panhandling when they crash, right before they crash. They showed some videos apparently of these kids, neighborhood or somewhere, a mall, going around saying that they had some kind of event at school and they needed money. That was supposedly what they were doing. No one knows for sure. So they get back in the car to go home, and that's when they crash. So all the people in the comments, these are kids. You can't tell me that white kids, Latino kids, haven't done stupid things or silly things because of their immaturity. But all the comments, I won't say all because I didn't read them all. There were hundreds of them. But a lot of the comments that I read, people who appear to be white had no sympathy for 5 kids dying in a single car crash because they deserved it. They shouldn't have been panhandling. That's what they get. That's what they get. Oh, they had different last names. That goes to show that their parents had different fathers of the kids. And we were tired of paying for their welfare. They deserved it. Now we don't have to pay for their welfare anymore. What do you know about these people to accuse them of being on welfare? Just the sick comments by these people were unbelievable. And this is 2023. And you talk about focus on the present. When you have people in this present day and age that believe that 5 Black kids deserve to die because they were allegedly panhandling, or they were going to grow up to become criminals of the justice system. And so therefore, we just eliminated the thousands, the hundreds of thousands of dollars we would have used our taxpayers' dollars to pay for them to be in prison. The attitudes like this that exist, and you say, let's focus on the present. These are present day attitudes of a certain group of people. So how can you not talk about the past when you can't take away the attitudes of the present? I mean, somebody tell me something different.
See, and that's when, I was on a podcast, and I bring this up every so often. I was on a podcast about a month and a half ago where one of the co-hosts said, people stopped talking about what happened 500 years ago, but if y'all stop doing, excuse me, I am going to curse, if y'all stop doing shit that happened 500 years ago in the present, maybe, just maybe, we can stop talking about what happened 500 years ago. There is a cycle. And to hear comments like the focus, we need to focus and what have you, this is the problem. People are not focusing. I was told the other day on a show that I'm not asking the right questions. Is it that I'm not asking the right questions? Or you don't like the answer? So if you want to focus, let's focus. Let's focus on the day, the right now. Let's focus on what's going on in Florida that is sweeping sweeping across the country. Let's talk about the cancel culture, all the people who say cancel culture, but the people who are canceling our culture. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how, you want to focus. We're going to get on Japan and Germany for burning books and banning books. But the biggest hypocritical country of them all is doing the same thing. Y'all don't, like I said, y'all don't want to read Toni Morrison. Y'all sure can read Huckleberry Finn. How many times is the N-word in Huckleberry Finn? You have teachers making another student say the word over and over. Think that's funny. But your kids, I don't want them to feel guilty. Well, how the hell are our children feeling? How are the parents feeling?
Solid, I want to add something. Somebody on the chat board said the comment I made about they appear to be white. They could have been not, they could have been some other race, but I doubt very seriously if they were black, because the comments that were made were definitely said black in them. Black kids always do this. They were just going to go to jail anyway. I have very seldom seen or heard comments from people that are Latina, or some of them are racist, yes. But most of the time when comments like that come up, they are usually white. They're usually white people. Do I have proof? No, but they're usually white people, because they talk about how their taxpaying dollars are paying for people to go to prison. They talk about blacks came in their neighborhood. I don't usually hear comments from other groups about blacks coming in their neighborhood or their taxpaying dollars going toward black people to go to prison. It's usually not the case, from what I've learned in my several years of existence in life.
You have a point. And Ace says, you can't learn from the past if you don't speak on it. You cannot change the future if you do not learn from the mistakes, choices already in place. Absolutely. Dredz, did you want to say something? Is she still on the panel?
I'm still here.
Okay. Okay. So did you want to say something? I'm trying to boost your audio.
Shake the hive a little bit. You know, nobody tells Jews to forget about the Holocaust. Everybody wants us to remember Pearl Harbor. Everybody wants us to remember everything except slavery. And see, here's why. Y'all want us to be quiet about it, but y'all don't wanna rectify the wrong that was done. No. You never owned slaves, and I never was a slave. But you're the one still benefiting from the rent. You're benefiting from slavery. You're benefiting from the white privilege of slavery. And my people are suffering from the ramifications of it. So I do love those people who say, oh, let's just move on. Okay, give up your supremacy and we can move on. Be as vocal with your racist friends as you are with us. And here's the thing. I love how they say, oh, here comes the victim mentality. Why is it that when we're talking about racism and what we go through in this country, it's the victim mentality, but everybody loves to talk about reverse racism? Okay. All right. We'll go there.
Okay, so I was going to bring up the Holocaust. I was going to bring up the Jewish people. Minnesota, thank you very much. Brina says, I feel like they're writing history books the same way they deliver the news, full of too much opinion and individual emotion. Just tell what actually happened. But they can't do that. And Brina says, to say that he drowned is beyond disrespectful. It is. You know, but people don't want to hear, you know, what was it? And I see his face. You can't handle the truth. Not that you can't handle it. You don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear the truth. You don't want to hear what really happened. You know, in the bombing of those four little girls. You know, they want to change it where there was an accident at church and four children were killed. There was an accident? No, the church got bombed. The church got bombed. And see, people can say, yeah, well, and I'm gonna play the other side. People can go back to 2020, the riots. Well, what about all that damage? What about this? What about that? What about all the damage? Yeah, there was damage in 2020. And it was in the billions. So, you know why I'm saying so? Were you concerned about the billions of dollars of damage of all the Black Wall Streets that were burned to the ground that no one paid for? And the land that was stolen? About the churches that were bombed? The people who lost their homes that were bombed? The people who were beaten, raped, and lynched? Do you care about that? But certain groups will focus on 2020, because that's the present. You can't cherry pick people. You cannot cherry pick. And people can say, well, Sal, you're cherry picking now.
We don't have to cherry pick. We can just talk about how just recently the KKK was named as a terroristic group, but the Black Panther Party has been touted as a terroristic group for years.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys want to talk about riots. Okay, you guys always bring up 2020. Are you this vocal when your fellow white people are rioting because their favorite team lost?
Or because someone was not voted in and they go, you know, to a federal building. Where was the outrage then? Oh, I forgot. You know, on Fox News, they said that didn't happen.
Oh, no. I follow someone on TikTok and she's still on Truth Social. She was a hard-nosed Republican, voted for Trump twice. And now she's like, no, I'm done being a Republican. And Trump is now embracing one of the January 6th rioters. I think she just got out on parole. She only served 180 days. Think about that, folks. Even going into the Capitol and the crimes that were committed were felonies. They threatened members of Congress. Those sentences hold between 10 to 20 years. But she got out in 180 days.
Well, actually, Dredd, those sentences for insurrection is actually some of it's death. But of course, you know, that will never happen. You know, so guys, so I just want to say, though, that when you say the whole thing about, you know, the present, you got to look at the past. Because for a lot of Black people, Emmett Till still resonates. And, you know, the fact that you don't even have to get it, you don't even have to understand. But as I've said before on my show, you know, that when there are things that you don't get or you don't understand, sometimes it's best just to not say anything, just to keep your mouth shut.
Okay, we can focus on the present, and I'm going to explain to some of the people who don't understand how it ties into the past. Wednesday evening, me and my brother have to drive to Georgia to take care of some business, right? He said, I can't allow you to drive to Georgia for 13 hours. I said, you can't drive. Your license is suspended. And you can drive us home when we get everything taken care of. But I know driving from Pennsylvania to Georgia, this is something that Black people had to do during the Jim Crow era, when they didn't have places to stop and sleep and so on and so forth. Now, my license and all my paperwork is in good standing, but us getting pulled over and him being in his driver's seat, even with me being in there, a white boy and his white sister would, hey, so what are you doing, buddy? Well, I'm driving. My sister drove 5 hours. I'm driving the other 8. Nobody would bat an eye. But him being in the driver's seat of my car without a license, even though I'm sitting here, could mean that one of us are the next hashtag. That's why we need to know about history. That's why. Because in 2023, a gainfully employed black woman, me and my brother are both have college degrees. Both are not criminals. Both gainfully employed. But these are the things we have to stop and think about. My mother is like, do you guys have to leave at 7 at night, 8 at night? I'm like, yeah, mom, because we got to get there when the building opens. She's terrified for her 36 and 26-year-old children in 2023 because we have to travel through West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, the very same places where they're trying to ban CRT, where they don't want, where they want history to be whitewashed so they can go to bed at night and not feel bad about what their ancestors did. The same history that they don't want their children to know about. They don't want their children to know how evil their ancestors were, how murderous. Their ancestors were child molesters and rapists. You were talking about Florida. My family is from Florida. Yeah, they used to feed black children to the gators. They called them, what, alligator bait?
Alligator babies.
Alligator babies, yeah. They would feed black children to alligators. There's a few people with souvenirs from slavery, the appendages of black men, ears, noses, genitalia. Oh yeah, we know how gory history is. But you guys don't want to know how gory it is because you want us to get over it. If we forget and stop talking about it, maybe, just maybe, some people feel like, oh, we can slowly but surely put them back into change. This ain't that. And if you don't know, you better look at them kids born in 2000 and 2003. Because it ain't going to go how some of them think. They're still reading. They're reading and they're not having it.
Well, you know, Ace says Sundown Town still exists today, and she says they may not have signs like before, but they have an unspoken word of how to handle unwelcome guests. Ace, I live next to a sundown town, and believe me, I have gotten into many situations. Where they want to, you know, went to one store where they wanted to threaten me, and I'm walking out to the parking lot, and the owner is like following me out, basically saying, you know, you may not want to come here anymore. And he kind of hitches up his pants where I can see his gun. And I was like, oh, really? And I just patted my leg. Because see, I have a concealed to carry. And he looked at me, and I looked at him. I live this crap every single freaking day, y'all. I have friends who live this every single day. And Lou says, a couple of years ago, I saw Confederate flags on an I-4 overpass. I was completely in shock. Why are you in shock? There are Confederate flags flying all over California. See, people think that California is that liberal state. California used to be the land of Ronald Reagan. People still pissed that it turned blue. But where I live, there's a lot of that. But I was here first in the city that I'm in. But that sundown town that's next to me, yeah, uh-huh. I live it every single day. Hell, I live it when I'm on Podbean. Some of the crap that has been said to me about me.
Pennsylvania, and you know what? Solid, I think you saw my video on TikTok when I was explaining to my supporters why I had been gone for a few days. I had to get my head together because I went to an ATM at 2:30 in the morning. Nothing to see here. I went to an ATM, and what happened? I got boxed in by police officers, and this man had the audacity to say to me, wait, let me go back. He was on one side, his partner was on the other, and his partner had his hand on his gun. For a 5'3" woman, very small, you know, I'm a little stocky because I lift weights, but still a woman nonetheless. You know what he said to me? I saw a car and I said, oh, the big robbery. I'm robbing a bank at 2:30 in the morning with nobody there. By myself. Okay. Didn't ask for license, registration, or insurance card. No. He wanted to know, where do you work? Told him where I work. Oh, and what direction is that? He was trying to catch me in a lie, so I gave him the address of my job. Then he asked again, so are you on your way home? I said, no, I'm on the clock. I'm just taking a break. Do you have your work ID on you?
All questions that were not necessary.
Right. He didn't want to find out who I was. He wanted to see if I was lying about being there. Because where I work, it's not a lot of people that look like me. Oh, okay. Okay, you're working here. Good. Okay. But you know, there's your freedom papers. It's very scary.
It is.
When he comes in, he always blasts his music in his car. And he said, I hope I'm not disturbing you. And I told him, keep blasting your music when you pull in this driveway, because at least I know that you're home. And I said, the racial climate, which people swear has changed, sometimes it's just a little bit prettier, that's all. That's all. Nobody's calling you boy and you can look a white man in his face. I said, I think every time you walk out that door, even to go down the street to the gas station, I think about what if I never hear that music blasting coming in my driveway again. That's the reality of black people in this country. A constant state of anxiety. There was an article that said that black people have PTSD, generational PTSD, because we know what happened. What's the first thing that we always see on those TikTok videos? Somebody threatening to call the police on a teenage black boy. And what do they say? Oh, this black man is harassing me. And he's 11. 110 pounds soaking wet with bricks in his pocket. And two or three cops show up. What do you need that for? If you're that afraid, get another job. So it's weaponization of our skin color and of law enforcement, because there is a discord between African Americans and law enforcement. We're not even going to deny that. Black people are not quick to call the police. We handle that ourselves because we know it could go wrong even if we're asking for help.
But some people will deny that. Okay. Ace says Confederate flags fly and they try to claim it's just a pride thing. No, it's not. It's a base of hatred for one skin color. And Ace says, you know, it's a problem when I get pulled over when they ask if I know why. My answer is for being black at 2 a.m. And they had no choice but to let me go because they knew they had no reason to pull me over. And Lou says it's actually illegal to play loud music in Florida now in some places. It's actually illegal a lot of places. And TQ says that part, exactly, that part. You know, but, you know, play that loud music if, you know, to make sure that your loved one is home. You know, and it's funny because, once again, just going back to, you know, focus on the present and what have you. You know, if people want us to focus on the present, then why don't you tell folks to stop waving those Confederate flags? Won't you stop telling them to do those Confederate, those reenactments that they do? You know, are you all telling Jewish people to get over the Holocaust? Are you telling Japanese people to get over World War II? Are you telling the indigenous people to get over having their land stolen and treated like crap and molested by so-called missionaries who were trying to turn you into a respectable white person and not be a savage? Guys, you know, like I said, Carolyn Bryant's death was a trigger for me. Because she did not deserve to die in hospice. I don't care that she had cancer. She deserved to die in prison with cancer. As did her husband and her brother-in-law. But I have to give props and kudos and a thank you to Mamie Till for having the courage to tell the world, to show the world what happened to her baby. Because that's what she said, my baby, over a lie. So I'm going to give last words. Shy lady, you have any last words?
I'm here. I'm sorry.
You must be at the gym.
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I just want to say that I'll be as discreet as I can, but I'm glad you did the show. It was very important to discuss this, even though it may not change some people's minds. Just the fact that it's being talked about is a good thing. So hats off to you, Solid, for the show today.
Well, thank you, my friend. Thank you. And Dreds, you have any last words?
My last words are these. I know that some of you white people are uncomfortable with these conversations. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing that you're uncomfortable because we've been uncomfortable since we got here. And if you're uncomfortable, that means that you know that something's wrong. Either you know something's wrong and you don't want to hear about it because you're unwilling to change. And you know what? I get it. I get that it's hard to step outside the norm because you know what? Racism is indoctrinated. Racism is inherited. It's become generational. But we can all live here in peace and harmony. But it has to be talked about. And you have to always be willing to remember that black person that you're talking about is human. That we all laugh, cry, bleed in the same language. And you always have to remember that it could have been your son. And if you find yourself thinking for 1 minute it'll never be your son or your father or your husband, look at the color of your skin and that'll tell you why. The headlines are always different because the skin color is different. Solid, thank you so much for having me today. I apologize for the audio to the people.
Well, Dres, thank you for coming on. And I will, I'll have to show you how to change your name.
Yes, please. I was trying.
Okay, so, see, Dres, I'm going to mute you for a moment because I'm getting that background. Okay, so, guys, I'm sitting here trying to think of, I downloaded some songs for this show today, and I honestly don't know which song to play. So, I'm going to go out with Michael Jackson, one of my favorites. I'm just going to go out with Black or White. Thank you, everyone, for coming on today. Thank you, Thomas the Villain, for popping on. Dreds for popping on. Shy Lady and Crazy Lady, thank you for popping on. She was on earlier. Everyone, again, thank you for coming and supporting the show. Again, this was a show that a lot of people probably did not want to hear. A couple of people dropped off. Thank you, Grit. You know, a lot of people, you know, dropped off when we were talking about certain things and getting into the nitty gritty. But, you know, these things do have to be talked about. And I'm going to be one of those people who will continue to talk about it. I will continue to talk about it. And this is and Carolyn Bryant is just another reason why I'm pushing this Freedom Railroad boycott, which is to boycott every single state in the nation for Black people to not spend money in places that do not respect you or support you. And there are a lot. Kicks off June 1st in Florida and Colorado. I'm sure it will move slow, but I've been talking to a lot of people, a lot of good people. So hopefully Florida will get hit hard. So, you know, like I said, for Black folks, don't spend money where they do not appreciate and respect you first and foremost. So on that note, guys, I hope to see you tomorrow. And I'm going to leave y'all with a little bit of Michael Jackson. Black or white.
Being a color.
That's it, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your evening, wherever you are in the world, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.